Huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are once again from Studio B in full force today. All the lawns are cut, all our I's are dotted, and we are here for you, the sports authorities, here on the new CKWI Radio 76.
The I's are crossed and the T's are dotted.
That's right.
Or something like that.
And that's what we like to do. We like to dot all of our T's and all of our I's and all of our columns, and our spreadsheets are nice and fine. John Sarver here with the sports authorities. We are better than any experts. We are authorities.
That's right.
Not like them stupid experts.
With their low standards.
No, I mean, did they win two squares on the MSU-Michigan game? Huh. No.
No.
Did we? Yes. I thank you, everybody, who contributed to our cash fund. I thank you. Here we are as sports authorities. We are not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is.
You can boycott all of our advertisers. We don't care.
Yeah, you can take a knee. We don't give a damn.
Or two knees.
Or two. Or yeah, really. You got
three,
knee pads.
Three knees, right?
Especially if you're hot. All right, so let's see. We have the highest authorities here. The highest authorities. Yes, we do. We have...
I mean, the highest standards here.
Maybe tonight, I don't know.
Yeah, the highest authorities, but we don't make any videos. So there's no incriminating evidence.
Oh, my God. Can you be that stupid?
What a week. I'm telling you, my car was covered with bird shit today because of all the cacks that were flying.
It was cack-a-palooza this week. I mean, stay tuned to everything that's going on. So... enough of all the other stuff. I'm sure you know everything else that we're going to say. So,
because it's our opinion, don't sue us.
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to get nothing. You know,
you're not getting any score money either.
That's
so don't
right.
worry about
so
it.
So we have nothing but no FCC here, but we do follow the DMCA rules, so the language can get a little salty sometimes, and if so, too damn bad.
Tough shit.
All right, so tough crack. Egad, wait a minute. I'm without. Wait. Talk amongst yourselves.
He's got to get hooked up.
No, I am hooked up.
Oh.
There you are. It is a quiet woohoo. There we go. I'll give myself a buzzer. There
Much
we go.
Much better. Yay.
Hey, now we're here. Talk about being here. So is the super CPA coming all the way back from birthday duty. You know him, you love him, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hey, John, and hello to everyone out there in listener land.
And the commissioner of the CKIW HL.
You guys got to start doing better than this. I can't do nothing because we don't have enough teams.
You guys suck.
Let's go, people.
Yeah, come on. I mean, there's a $50 cash bounty.
That's
first
right.
time ever anywhere.
There's a worm on the hook, people. Come on.
That's right. This is our building year, and so we're building for you. So, the commissioner, as we said, the man that just hopped off the lawnmower and happy to be with you, number 25 in your programs, number one in your hearts, the non-super CPA, but our sport director here, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
Now, this is how the game is played. Mark has all kinds of topics for us. We did not rehearse any. We did not even see this thing. Where's it at? Oh, I can get a gold card. Wow, nice. All right. So you'll hear us calling out topics, numbers. So that's what we're going to go to. So in this week that was cackapalooza, like we said before, and if you know what we're talking about, egad, there goes a cack.
Oh, wow.
One just got shot.
Fire away here.
This is almost like a, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out with the folks that they want to have inducted this year, the nominees, and most of them blow. You know, but Giles is in, though. Come on, G. Giles. Damn it, make it this time. But going into the first ballot, once again, is the CAC from U of M. I mean, how does that trip to Rome look now, boys?
Yeah, we got to start with this one, don't we? Holy cow.
Where do you want to go? Oh. As normal and as we always do as custom, our fine sport director, Mr. Milicek, will kick us off today in fine fashion.
We want to start off with
number eight, yes.
Mr. Michigan?
We want to be starting with something.
Yeah, we got to jump all over this one. Holy cow.
What is this, two pages worth of this?
Well, part of one and part of another one. Oh, yeah.
I see. There you go. So I'll give it a preemptive cack.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that trip to Rome sure paid off.
That's
didn't
what
it?
I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. How'd that look now? I mean, with all the times you're raiding down south and all that stuff, when you should probably be, I don't know, looking at a quarterback, a real one, you know, or an O-line, or maybe just learning how to coach. Because now all of a sudden the mystique is gone.
Well, here you got a game where, you know, you got a monsoon moving in, basically, okay? And what do? You pass eight plays in a row. Duh. Okay. You know, I can see one thing if you got like a Peyton Manning back there, okay?
Yeah.
You know, what do you got at quarterback? And now with Spate out, he has a fractured vertebra. He might be back this year. He might be back never.
Like, no kidding. Like, he's got three of them gone, doesn't
he? Yeah.
So that's one, two, and three. That even if you come back from one, that's amazing. Coming back from three and you're playing football, you're not playing baseball. So you kind of go, maybe. You know, if you're some kind of DH. But even then, so you still have to twist. You're the number one hunted position in football. And you're going to come back and get smashed on your back for three times? You only got, how many more years of eligibility does he have?
If any, one.
Yeah.
That's right. So he's gone, man, no matter what. That was, thanks for playing. Get your gift on the way out.
Maybe you should join the U of M Checkers League or chess club, maybe. I don't know.
What the funny thing is? I don't think he was that great before.
No, he wasn't very good.
You know, it's a strange thing because normally MSU quarterbacks you have no faith in, you know, but somehow, some way they carry the day.
Well, you know, in fact, you look at the run of quarterbacks that they had that went into the NFL. How long's that been now? Been a while, huh? Ryan Mallett, I think, is the last one, isn't he?
Who?
Mallett.
Yeah.
For who? For
Michigan.
Michigan?
For Michigan, yeah. They had a string of quarterbacks made.
Well,
the NFL.
No, you got that guy that's in Patriot land.
Yeah, but we're talking the last one to go in.
Oh, yeah. Last one? As opposed to those who are still in there?
Yeah, but there's only one that's starting. It's Brady. The rest of them are just backups. Yeah.
And Brady's like 90 years old.
What I'm saying, the last one that come out of Michigan to actually make it into an NFL roster, I think, was Ryan Mallett.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been Death Valley. And you look, and Michigan State is now generating quarterbacks going into the NFL.
Which is really kind of weird, because when they do play, every time that Michigan State plays, ever since this decade of being good, I don't have any, like, real, yes, you know, this guy can change it around, this guy can really do it. You kind of go, well, we hope the O-line holds, you know. I don't know if anybody that has that kind of, you know, enthusiasm for MSU quarterbacks, and yet here's Kirk Cousins. Yeah. How the hell does this work?
Mirrors.
No kidding, because as one of them that I didn't think was going to be even that good as a pro, somehow, some way. I mean, let's take a look at the contract next year.
But I'll tell you, you're 3 years into Harbaugh's regime, right? And he was the savior. He's the guy that's going to restore the program to glory, right?
How's that money?
Well, my question is, 3 years in, are you still any better than MSU?
Well, Hello? Let's see. MSU had a down year last year. No matter, everybody piled on last year. So when you go 3-9, it's not like that you were that close. I mean, you were just bombed out. That was it. You bottomed out. There you go. You sprung back this year. And spring back like no tomorrow. And considering that you have Michigan fans saying, well, if it wasn't for the rain, we would have won. No, you wouldn't.
Nope.
Not even close.
Nope.
No, the rain had nothing to do with it. Try five turnovers.
The other excuse, I love this one. Well, you know, MSU always gets up for when they play Michigan. You know, they really put intensity into it. The Wolverines didn't?
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, where are we going with this?
At their home at night.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I mean, doesn't that come back to coaching?
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to fire you up, but they made no real... What did you see after halftime? I didn't see any real changes. You know? I didn't see anything going on.
Play calling was horrible.
Yep.
Too many turnovers.
You don't throw in the rain. You don't throw repeatedly in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, both teams had to play in the rain, and that was a nasty rain.
Yeah.
But it's football,
uh-huh.
And you knew it was coming. You know.
So. But I guess that the word that comes to my mind is arrogance, maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean, welcome to U of M.
Yeah.
You know, if you think that you could thread the needle with that quarterback, with that O line, with those receivers,
in that weather, yeah,
yeah,
you're
crazy. MSU owns you. That's the bottom line. You know, none of this little brother kind of stuff anymore. Can we stop that? Or I think we should always keep it going, because if that's the little brother as heard today, then the coach from MSU is your daddy.
Exactly.
Because he owns you.
Yep.
Big time.
And the guy in Ohio State owns you, too.
That's true,
and
too.
And that's not changing anytime soon.
No. So the fraud that you are, I mean, when was the last time U of M won the Big Ten? Or Big 12, or Big 14, or Big 19, or Big 2000, what the hell they are now? Was over a decade?
Yeah.
13 years
it's
ago?
Been,
14
it's
years
been a
ago?
While.
Yeah, so what do you guys have to hang your hat on?
Can't even win your conference.
That's true, yeah, really. The two conferences, you know, you never will. I mean, really, with Ohio?
Yeah.
Ohio State, I should say. You know? I mean, thank God for putting Nebraska and all that stuff in there as for body fodder, you know? But everything else, you won't.
Nope.
You know? And really, what could, you know, I mean, yes, you can go back to the 20s and 30s where you kicked MSU's ass. We get it. However, we don't live there.
Yeah.
You know, we live here right now. It's a right now kind of thing. So.
That's a program that's been so screwed up for a long time. You know, you look at the way they hired Rich Rodriguez. What a fiasco that was. And it just carried on forward. Then they hired Brady Hoke. Well, okay, so you didn't like Hoke, you got rid of him, you brought in Harbaugh. Is Harbaugh really any better than Hoke?
With that
records
money?
Records are the same at this point.
Not for that money. I mean, yeah, it was kind of cute that you shook up the SEC and all that stuff. That was funny. You know, you made the ACC go crazy. That was funny. You know, but you're not going to be anywhere near a playoff.
No.
Playoff?
Playoffs. Playoffs.
You know, there's nowhere near that you're going to be not... You're going to be... Top four, because I'm trying to think who's in that division, in their division, you know, that can stomp and romp. You know, it's cool that you didn't put Michigan State in there, you know, but I mean, it's almost so moot. We'll see you in the other end, man. You know, I don't think, clearly, MSU isn't going to go anywhere, but they're not going to be 3-9 this year.
No.
But the good thing is they don't have to win another damn game. You know, that was it. That was it. You told the big guys with the big money, with the big hype, you know, big contract, big everything, and they just laid a big... There you go.
Yep.
Well, way to go, U of M.
All they cared about was taking Paul home.
That's right.
Paul Bunyan.
I mean, it was... You couldn't have set it up. I mean, they gave it to you, U of M. Your house. Nighttime. You know, exposure nationally. You know, you can't... I mean, a packed house.
Yeah.
In the brand new packed house, if you want to call that brand new, you know, and you guys laid an egg, and then you're scraping for some kind of sun was in my eyes, sand in my mitt kind of thing.
No excuses. Michigan didn't play good enough to win the game.
Nope.
They didn't. They got out-coached.
Yes.
You know?
You can't pass the ball down the field 25 yards in a blinding rainstorm.
Yeah, and try to thread the needle.
Yeah,
you know?
It just doesn't work. You can't do that. If you're going to throw the ball in a blinding rainstorm, you got to throw short, safe passes. You can't throw the ball down the field because, number one, the receiver can't see the ball. You know, the rain was so hard that there's just no way the receiver can see that ball.
Yeah, I mean, that was a monsoon. Any other sport, you would have stopped.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a difference if the defensive guy doesn't see the ball. Because it doesn't make a difference if he catches it. Just as long as the receiver doesn't catch it, they don't care.
Yeah.
So,
Let's go to number five next, because we're since we're talking about local football teams that lost and have injured quarterbacks.
I mean, I was going to go for number nine, then stayed there for the rest of the night.
Oh.
Nine.
There you
go. Which one are we going to, nine or five?
Plenty of time. Oh, no, we can go to five.
All right.
You know what? Amway can now is the name for the coaches' poll.
Scamway Bowl? Really?
Amway. Yeah. Amway. When did this come in? One of the biggest scams of all time.
Which is the coach's poll anyway, right?
Which is DeVos, yeah. Yeah, really, for basketball, you know. Wow. Way to go, Scamway. We're impressed.
There's an Amway Arena, too.
Yeah.
Isn't Florida? Somewhere. Yeah. There's an Amway Arena for basketball.
Wouldn't it be in Grand Rapids?
No, there's an actual professional basketball arena. Really? It's named Amway Arena somewhere.
Isn't that called House of Cards Arena?
We're going to have the intern look that up, but yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a basketball arena.
I think we're going to have our lawyers look that up.
Yeah.
Scamway, good Lord. How do they even make it? I mean, it's a pyramid scheme. Like a big pyramid? Like something from Las Vegas? All right, where's number five? All right, here's number five. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, we have the Detroit Lions finally coming back to that.
Yes.
But they're contenders, one person once told us.
Yeah, there's a couple people that we know of that think that they're contenders or as the sports authorities are calling them, maybe like pretenders.
Yeah. Well, remember what a contender is. Is somebody that's in contention for something.
They cannot win.
Hasn't won anything.
Shan't win
isn't anything. Going to win anything. But they're at least within sniffing distance. They're not horrible.
They're body fire.
There are other teams worse than them.
They're
great.
And there's a bunch of teams that are better than them.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they got to be teams 3, 4, and 5. Those are contenders, you know. Yeah. That you know ain't going to go anywhere anyways. And talk about not going any anyways. Look at your fabulous Detroit Football Lions.
Yep.
Yike.
You suck!
I mean, honestly, friends. Once again, here comes the SOL. Whee! Boop, 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 boop. Wait a minute, I know I got one of them here. Wait a minute. Oh, I should do a truck horn. There you go, the old bit alarm. It's the SOL. It's Lions that can't win. It's Lions that choke when they have to play somebody good. You know, it's Lions that get out-coached. And none of the bullshit, because there wasn't any of those wacky-ass calls that they got this year. You know, at this game, I should say. You lost. You lost big time, and you lost fair and square. So
and 27-24. Okay, so you scored a couple touchdowns late after the defense went to prevent.
Which is always what they do.
Yeah.
And then that way, look how close the score is. They only lost by 3 points. Yep, no, you really lost big time. If somebody wanted to take you all 60 minutes, you would have lost big time.
Yeah, they were down 27-10.
I mean,
come on.
And they're pulling back by that time, and they're resting everybody. Not bad. Way to go, you know. But, you know, look at the Lions. Oh, whoa, we got momentum. No, you know, you got nothing.
Yeah.
Because if the defense stiffens, you got seriously nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And now here's another really fun thing. But did they say anything about Stafford at all being his injury?
Well, he said he's not sure about next week.
He's not sure
he's not
about,
sure
next,
about
week?
Next week?
You're screwed.
You're screwed because who do you have as a backup? Jake Rudock. And what has he done at the NFL level?
I'm trying to find like a snooze. Sound.
There we go.
Like that?
There you go. He's done nothing at the NFL level. He hasn't thrown a pass at the NFL level. Oh, but he's played in preseason games. Yeah, well.
Yeah, and who was he playing against?
The other scrubs.
Yeah. What?
Hit the crickets.
Which one?
He played against nobody.
Why are you playing crickets? Okay.
No, Rudy played against, in preseason games, he played against guys that are probably not even playing in the NFL anymore.
I like that one.
That's what I'm saying. So he hasn't played against nobody.
Yeah. All right,
so here we go. So here's what the game is going to sound like in New Orleans next week. Ready? Or this week coming up? There you go.
So we'll have a Lions team that
3-3
can't run,
can't block,
can't pass. Don't throw the ball to Ebron because he can't catch.
Yeah.
The reason why he is there still is, I mean, he's not the reason why they lost. He's a big reason. He's not the reason, you know. So why is he still there? How much is he costing you, you know? I mean, he's got the rookie salary contract, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't make any, I mean, he's not like a Stafford where you paid him $100 million before he threw something.
No, but still. He needs to call the NFL and ask them to reinstate the so they can use Stickum again.
You got the right side of that O-line that has a big welcome mat out there.
Yep.
Come on in, you know. And you're going to have a rookie quarterback out there. Thankfully, it's against New Orleans without Adrian Peterson.
Who is now playing for the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a real plus.
That don't have a running back, so evidently he'll be playing now.
Yeah, because that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
That's what he was crying about. But now you take a look at the victories that Detroit got, and none of them really looked that impressive.
No.
An 0-5 New York team, you know, Cardinals that were in all that. So, once they play good teams, you know, here we go. Boo! Wait a minute. I should have one. Oh.
And frankly, they should have won this game at home, okay, against a Carolina Panthers team that's fairly soft defensively.
Yeah, not that strong.
They should have won this game.
Yeah, you.
There's no excuse.
There was all kinds of momentum, but you took a look at the Cardinal game and you thought, they won't win there. Okay, you know. And New York before this season was a toss-up. It's like you shouldn't have won in New York, and then all of a sudden. Yeah, an 0. Yeah. How many 0-5 teams are there right now? Three of them, right?
0-5, Cleveland,
San Fran,
and
New York.
In New York,
yeah. Wow, to be this 0-5 at like the quarter mark, woohoo!
If you're 0-5, you're done.
Yeah, you ain't going.
You're
nowhere.
Just done.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you played the table out,
yeah,
big deal.
And you know they're not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's never been done. But then again, 0-16 has never been done. So, it's wacky with football. And guys, and everybody in Dallas, I was going to say in Houston, everybody in Dallas, take a knee. All your big guys this week, take a knee. I'll even give you the kazoo. Okay? Take the knee. I'll give you the toy trumpet. I just put it right into Jerry's face. Look, Jerry, you stupid ass. If you're going to be taking a knee with everybody going, I like my guys, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'll fire those guys. Oh, I actually won't fire. He'll just make you sit or something.
Or kneel.
Yeah. I mean.
No, he says he's not going to let him play.
Come on, Dez. Don't play. Take that knee. You know, what's more important to you? You don't want to listen to what your master says, do you?
Now. He says, Jerry says he's not going to let you play, but does that mean he's not going to pay you?
Yeah, you got to pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
And what if the whole team kneels?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Kneel, boys, kneel.
You know, it's kind of funny because if you look how this whole thing has progressed, it is no longer about police brutality.
No.
This thing has wholly shifted. Into
bullshit land.
Bullshit land, yeah. Yep. You know, it's like when Pence walks out, okay.
That was stupid.
Yeah, that was so staged. But, you know,
But who would you play for? You played for an audience of one.
Yeah.
You played for a guy with a really bad haircut. You know, at this particular time, it's kind of like, I don't see this anymore. I don't see the knee thing anymore. I don't even give a damn anymore. Let's play the game.
Yeah.
Because it's only like 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I know what the bullshit's all about. I know it has nothing to do with the flag, nothing to do with the troops, nothing to do with, you know,
nothing to do with about anything anymore. You know, when Pence walked out, people said it's a stunt. This whole goddamn thing is a stunt.
Yeah,
jeez,
well, it's
come
a stunt
on.
Both sides.
Yeah, so
because there's good people both sides.
Let's cut it out. Okay, you know what? At first, you're making a statement about police brutality. That's been lost. The media has got caught into the gook flying back and forth, and the whole message is muddied. So let's call it a day. And if people are really interested in police brutality, get to work, start drafting legislation, start making changes, but this knee bullshit has run its course. Hang it up, guys. And frankly, Kaepernick himself ran it off the rails when he's going around wearing socks with, piggy police on it and the Castro t-shirt, and it's, talked about bodies in the streets and shit. He ran it off the rails himself, so.
You know, it would have died if Trump didn't turn this thing into totally nowhere where it was at.
But that's exactly what he does. He's a shitster, okay?
But everybody bought it.
Everybody, of course.
Why are you guys buying this? It's clearly nowhere did it say anything about disrespecting the flag or the troops or anything. It had nothing to do with that. He makes up this bullshit and everybody goes, yeah, I guess that's right.
Yeah.
No! when Kaepernick came out originally, who said disrespecting the flag or the troop? Who? Nobody.
No.
It's just until Trump brought this up and then some dumb fucks thought, well, I guess that must be true, even though people have said it's not about that. You know, it's like, so it would have died. The whole damn thing would have died. But now it's like, look, Trump, you're not going to tell folks what to do and not what to do, and you're not going to cause bullshit. You're not going to have Pence show up and do that fucking stupid stunt for $250,000 that you knew you were going to do. What did that prove? You know, on both sides, what did and especially on the alt-right side, what did that prove, guys? Nothing. Nobody will remember it in 3 weeks from now.
But now we're in the land of stupid.
Throw the
and
ball.
And where the sea level's rising in the land of stupid. I'm telling
the
you.
The swamp is coming
up. It's really getting thick out there, I'm telling you.
Now, see number six here on the thing? Now.
The Red Wings? Oh.
No, on the sheet. Now, Roger Goodell.
Yeah, what's that all about? Next week.
Is the fall meetings for all the owners and stuff. Now they're going to have all the owners and general managers meet and discuss this whole thing and try to put an end to all the bullshit with the national anthem things.
How are you going to do it?
They want them to come to a conclusion on exactly how they want to handle this anthem thing. They want everybody...
Well, how are you
going to
handle it now?
Yeah, how are you
going to
do it?
I mean, this thing's gotten to the point where it's a brush fire.
No. What they want them to do is they want everybody to put in their input, and then they're going to set a rule, and then it's going to be enforced during the national anthem.
Here's the story. Fox is already not showing it. So that dies. If you don't see it, it doesn't exist. You know?
But
henceforth.
But Roger's trying to do something to try to settle this whole down, this whole thing. Well, I don't know. I'm just, he's trying to do something about it, and he wants everybody, all 30 teams, whatever, to sit down. They want everybody's input from all the owners, from Kraft to all the owners of the teams. They're gonna sit down.
Is it just the owners or the NFLPA going to be there? Because if the NFLPA is not going to be there, this means nothing. You know, unless they do a Martha Ford thing and, hey, just give them money, make them go away. Please, go away. You know, and if you sincerely do believe that by taking a knee, it's killing your ratings, I will do my best Judas Priest. You got another thing coming.
You know, maybe he's trying to get this to stop because maybe the ratings are going...
It has nothing to do with it. The ratings were going down last year.
Well, I don't know, but maybe...
Exactly.
But maybe... I don't know. I'm just trying to... I have no idea.
I think it's had some tangential effect, but it's more of an excuse than anything else.
A what effect?
Tangential.
Not bad. Way to go. Three-word score.
Wow. But whatever that means.
That is definitely, that's an authority, baby.
But it's mostly an excuse.
See, an expert wouldn't talk like that.
An expert never would use a word like tangential.
They'd be on ESPN going, and now for the score.
What'd he say?
What? Huh? Who? I'll give you a plus.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, yeah. And a quick,
I
think really what you look at what I think the biggest problem is, and this is symptomatic of what's going on, is the NFL really doesn't have any credibility anymore. When you look at the bullshit that goes on with the instant replay and the shifting standards as far as, mm-hmm. you know, what passes or what doesn't, you got to pull out the rule. Every time there's a touchdown, you pull out the rule book, you get the lawyers working on it, you spend 5 minutes looking at different video replays, and then the word comes down from on high, and you go, what the hell are they looking at? Okay? Yeah. That's a big part of the problem there, okay? And so, you know, in that mix, then you throw players kneeling for the national anthem. It pisses off a bunch of people. Okay, but you've already shown that you don't know how to handle shit, and you don't know how to handle this situation, and you've kind of blown it up as you've gone along. That's why Mr. Goodell makes the big money, right? Because he knows how to handle squishy footballs.
Well, people are...
Bullshit.
They're ticked off at... You can't have Jerry Jones... You know, hiring Jeff Hardy.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, or a guy that beat a woman up senselessly, quote unquote, you know, and then because everybody knew what he did, he got nailed for doing what he did, and they hired him anyways. Jerry personally hired him because he's going to help the team. And I'm doing the air quote there. Okay, so if you can hire this and you don't mind that, then what's this bullshit all about? See, what's happening is, name the star of the NFL. Name the four star quarterbacks. Star quarterbacks. Nobody. Name the star running backs. Nobody. Who's the most fearsome defensive guy? Nobody. For the first time ever, you don't have, you know, stars, real stars. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you faded away, man. You know, I mean, he's on the last gasp. It reminds me of when they have to bring back Ric Flair in the WWE. The guy's 99 and had like 50 operations, but they don't have anybody new. There is nobody to root for. Your teams are so-so at best. There is no shooting star. Look at your big deal gun now. Look at the Patriots. Oops, wait a minute, I can do this. I mean, nowhere. So yeah. You got nobody to root for. You got a substandard product. People figure that, except for in Detroit, people figure that stuff out, you know? And they don't go, and they don't watch. And it's too much of a burden. I mean, if you could get done with the pregame, I would not do an NFL pregame. I would go directly to the kickoff. But don't give me the kickoff sponsored by Budweiser and the reception sponsored by MGM's new movie. You know, and then we have another commercial, another commercial, another commercial, another commercial, another commercial.
Yep.
You know, that's what's killing you. Why would I want to sit there and watch, you know, one play commercial, another play commercial. And then by the time you do the starting lineups brought to you by Ford and the starting defense brought to you by Jell-O Pudding. And it's enough already.
Yeah.
It's just the ebb and flow of the game blows. And it's, why is that? Because, damn it.
That's it.
It's all about because you guys sold out for as many commercials as you possibly can.
You're trying to monetize the product to the greatest extent, and when you push it too far, you're ignoring your fan base.
Bingo.
And that's exactly what they've done, and we've seen baseball do that in the past, and we've seen hockey did that at one point, and they stubbed their toes on that.
Yeah, and they had to back off.
And they still occasionally do it.
Hockey, pfft.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, you see college sports doing that now, too.
It was They're on Versus out. Last night, by the way.
What's that? The hockey game? It was on Comcast Sports Chicago. I found it.
Really? Good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, if we do not go any further with this whole NFL thing, rewind just what Kenny said right there, and it was very distinct and right to the point. You killed it by putting too much money into it.
Everything's for money, 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 money.
We understand that, but man, when Fox signs these $1.5 billion contracts for baseball, now allegedly they have to give back some money because they didn't reach their audience threshold. I mean, we're authorities. We watch football, but not as religiously as we should because it's a drag to watch.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
watching the Lions.
Yeah, well, it's fun because I so pull for them to lose. Lose, you bitches, until every one of you last Fords are dead. You know, I am pulling for you guys to lose your ass. How's it feel to pay a substandard quarterback the number one contract in the NFL?
Well, does that now extend to the new forwards, too, called the Ilitches?
Yeah, I mean, really, good God. Yeah, but look at that great stadium they have. Look at the...
Pizza, pizza! And they're off to a hot start, too. They're 2-0.
Wait, that's number 9. That's number 9. Wait, and more wait.
Then we'll go to number 10.
No, we won't. Here we go, number 9.
Yes.
There we go, number 9. The undefeated Detroit Red Wings.
Undefeated. No losses, no ties.
Big zero there, man. Two nothing wins. In the L, nothing in the T, nothing in the SL. It's always in the W. The undefeated, the scariest team
in the shootout. One in the shootout.
It's still a win.
That's right. Still says W up there, don't it?
That, you know? Not like the beloved Maple Leafs that got 3 wins the right way.
We didn't say number 10 yet. The right way. Look who you played.
There's a reason why they're number 10 and the Red Wings are 9.
There you go. I mean, Toronto played Shrine of the Little Flower for, like, what, twice now?
No,
who did they play? Winnipeg?
Woo! The Rangers, and they played Chicago last night.
And how are the Rangers doing?
They're not 2-0, are they?
They're 1-2.
There you go.
There you go.
There you are. See, Detroit takes all comers.
And that, goers.
And that brand new stadium where all these people, did you see the very first game? People were packed. They would never leave their seats. That's how good they were.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? All you saw was just red jerseys all around.
No, you saw red seats.
They didn't leave their seats because they put stickum on the seats.
Those are nice red empty seats.
Yep, at least they paid to go there as opposed to the friends in Hamilton who did not show up all that well, did they? There you go.
Air Canada Center was full as usual.
Yeah, it was full as shit. I mean, there was like... When you play the Shrine of the Little Flower, do you get like a 2-for-1 ticket or something? Do you get like an easy hot dog with that?
No.
I mean, they didn't play anybody yet. So, big deal. They're, 1-3 now?
3-0. Tomorrow will be 4-0 against the New Jersey Devils.
What I'm saying, you know, play somebody tough. Play a good team. Play somebody that Detroit played.
Play Detroit.
Next week, Wednesday.
Head-to-head. Wednesday night. We'll see, man. There we go.
Next Wednesday night. Air Canada Center. Next Wednesday.
Okay, we'll go to your place. That's okay. We don't mind. We'll travel. You know, we'll go to Hamilton. We'll see where you want to go, man. Here we go. We'll see that badass Jimmy Howard start there. I mean, evidently, already one of the front runners for the... MVP voting.
Yeah, and he'll win the Vezina Trophy, too. Okay.
Yeah. It's funny how that works out, doesn't it? There you go. See, you heard it first here, right from our sport director. We know who the odds-on favorite are. Look at Larkin, man. He's flying. He's like he has a cape on. Look how fast he's... Look at that defense in Detroit. Even the human pylon. Doing great stuff.
Are you talking about Johnny Erickson?
You betcha.
Oh, he's looked great out there, hasn't he?
The undefeated, the 2-0.
He's like Anthony Ghost on skates. Oh, my God.
Say what you want, but they are wearing the gold right now around their waist. Everybody counted them out. See, I'm telling you, here's part of Holland's plan. It's working now. Now that the new season is, now that they're in the new place, now he can actually unload his new program. So look out, kiddies. Here it comes. Everybody bitch slash you. Oh, boy, Holland doesn't know anything. Here it comes.
Even though Holland is a first ballot cack.
Well, he secretly got in there.
He snuck in.
Yeah, well, he wanted to go in there so nobody would, like, you know, have these big deal expectations. And now, this year, when the big Mr. Stanley drops by and goes, is this Little Caesars Arena? I must be here. Ta-da!
Pizza Pizza Arena. Pizza Pizza Arena.
LCA. I love it when they call it LCA. I mean, nobody know. You're supposed to, if you're trying to get your money back of the place that you branded, you want people on their lips to say, Little Caesars, Little Caesars, so it's stuck in their head. Just like that stupid-ass, hey, Google crap, you know? But I have to say, hey, Google, every time I want something. Shut up. You know?
See, now you started it.
Shut up. Hey, Google, how do you shut up? I thank you.
Hey, Google, Pizza Pizza Arena.
My apologies.
See, she won't talk to a Leaf fan. You know? You have to know exactly how to do it. I mean, that is one of the worst buys. You know what I use it for? I use it for a spell checker. That's the only thing I use it for. It's such a pain in the ass, such a dopey thing.
Well, you know, I got to say this, though. You know, we talk about cacks. And, you know, we've had some deaths and retirements lately where the Hall of Fame's starting to get thinned out. But, you know, we got a new crop coming.
No, it's still in there.
We got a new crop coming up.
It's still enshrined.
We mentioned Jerry Jones before. I think he's certainly a viable candidate.
I don't even think that he had to be voted on. I mean, he's like first ballot. He just walks in.
And then you look at number three on our list here, too. I mean, you look about two people and say, you know, can they both lose? You know, I mean, they both deserve it. You know, you got Jemele Hill in ESPN. She's suspended for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, but why does she deserve it?
Why does she deserve it?
Yeah, why?
She works for a broadcasting company. She starts talking about boycotting advertisers. I mean, you shoot somebody like that out through a gun. You shoot them out as far as you can over the water. Because why? Because that's the third rail. You don't go there. You start talking about boycotting advertisers? Holy cow.
What was the actual quote?
let's see here.
Not seeing it. Not
what if we have
it,
the actual quote here?
Because we want the actual quote because it was said in the context that, first of all, this was done in a tweet. It's a really weird world. If you were tweeting somebody, like a friend or a pal or whatever, you'd think that conversation goes between the two.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, when you're doing three lines of coke to a stripper, that video only stays between the two.
We'll get to that next. That's another candidate.
Oh, he's another candidate. He gets a gun. He is so stupid, he can't even be a cack.
But what she tweeted was basically advocating a boycott against Dallas Cowboys advertisers.
She said,
and the NFL.
If you don't like it, boycott. You know? Wait a minute. It's so, what's it says? I'm not advocating an NFL boycott.
She said that afterward. I'm not advocating an NFL boycott. She's advocating a boycott against the Cowboys.
So just to be clear, I am not advocating an NFL boycott.
NFL boycott, right.
It is an unfair burden that has been put on the players of Dallas and Miami.
So she's directing it to Dallas.
Well, because they said, you will be fired if you take a knee. But you can protest. You can I mean, it's like taking steroids. You know, back in the day, they were still legal. So you can still do this.
But if you work for Ford Motor Company, and you say American cars suck, and you do it publicly, I mean, that's bad, right?
Yeah, but if you do it between you and your brother that lives in Miami, and somehow, some way this comes up, it's a private conversation.
No, this was not a private conversation.
She didn't do it on the air.
She didn't do it on the air. She did it on a tweet online.
She did it on a tweet. Yeah,
and it goes out to everybody.
Yeah, but
all its followers. I mean, you don't do that. I'm sorry.
If she's a part of,
that's where it starts right here. When fans angered by what Jones said, asked what could be done, Hill suggested that if they felt strongly enough, they could boycott companies who sponsor the Cowboys and NFL. But she made it clear she was not personally calling for anyone to boycott.
Okay.
This play always works. Change happens when advertisers are impacted. If you feel strongly about JJ's statement, boycott his advertisers.
But that's not advocating it? If you feel strongly about it, do it. But I'm not saying do it.
I mean, but that's the actual statement.
That was a CYA move, I mean, to be sure.
Right, But I mean,
it's like, so what? You don't, I mean, why does this woman have so much power? That everyone goes, oh my God, she said that, that's it, kill her.
Doesn't matter whether she has power. I mean, there's basically, you just don't
when's
do that.
When's your private time? When is your private time that you can give your own thoughts? Ever?
Depends on the venue.
I mean, if you're doing it on social media, that's not private. Sorry. If I take a picture and I post it on Facebook, that's not private.
But I'm not representing ESPN when I'm on my Twitter account.
If you're a publicly known person and you're associated with ESPN, you're representing ESPN anytime you're out in public.
Yeah, but legally I'm not.
Not legally, fine.
So then
not
how can
legally.
You do that?
Huh?
Then how can you suspend me for 2 weeks if I'm not saying ESPN tells me to tell you, or now that I'm sitting on ESPN to tell me to tell you?
Because she's already been told, stop this shit on social media.
Yeah, the
because
first
she's
one, they
really already stuck her foot in the in the poop when she called Trump a white supremacist. She was already on notice, and she did it again.
Is
and
she
what
wrong?
She did is she directed it against advertisers connected with the NFL. And it's like, you know, talk about shooting yourself in the foot here. Come on.
Let's see how this turns out, because really what happens is Jerry Jones gets off scot-free and doing something that's pretty reprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big time. You know, so now it's another Trump kind of thing. Look over there, look over there, look over there. Don't look at what the problem is. Look over there, look over there. How did this thing start? Jerry Jones threatens his team.
Well, look.
Okay. So
you're
why did people kick
off,
his ass?
You're going to see he's going to get off scot-free. I'm looking at going, this league's falling apart.
And he's
okay.
he's a
big
driver.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't see this as exactly working out in Jerry Jones' favor either.
I don't see anybody kicking his ass, though.
Well,
you know,
see.
He's not getting suspended. He said NFL's not saying, you can't do that to your guy. Where is the NFLPA in all this? You haven't heard a peep yet.
Nope. And not only that, where's Roger Goodell in all this?
I think he just
thought
it'd
blow
away.
For all the money this guy's getting paid, this thing is coming down around his ears, and where is he?
He's a golden parachute. I mean, he's the same guy from Equifax.
Yeah.
I'm glad I fucked everybody up, but peace, I get my 18 mil
that's
to
right,
get out of here.
That's right, that's right. I'm still out there checking to see if all the balls were inflated, you know?
No, he's calling.
Gee whiz.
He's going to call for a meeting and talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
Which is going to do what?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It puts it back 1 week, and then what are you going to try to do? Then by the time anything could get even down to a rule, it's already a half a month down the pipe.
But see, the thing about it is if you actually read the NFL rule book, it's in there, in the rule book, that states that all players
have to be on the field.
Have to be on the field.
Have to be on the field.
Standing.
Doesn't say standing. That's why they're going to talk about it.
No. It's in the rule book. It says you have to be standing with your helmet in your left hand during the national anthem. It says that in the rule book.
But is that because they got paid by the United States to do that?
I have no idea how it got in the rule book.
Because that's a commercial, then, if it is. I mean, that's a weird thing, too, when the U.S. pays you to do that. They don't pay the baseball guys to do it.
I'm not sure if it's in the baseball rule book or whatever, but it's in the football rule book that all players have to stand during the national anthem, and their helmet has to, and it specifically says the helmet has to be in their left hand.
And so what we have is a forced demonstration of patriotism, right?
Or what?
Wow.
Or what
that's
happens
so
if you know? What's the rule?
There can be subsequent
5 yards back from the kickoff.
No, they can be there.
We'll get really mad and we'll write a sternly worded letter.
No, they can. No, I guess there can be suspensions or whatever.
Dear number 72, damn you.
No.
Sign the ref.
No, technically, I guess you can be. If they actually enforce that rule, players can be suspended for that.
Let it happen. Watch it happen. I mean, you guys are in thin lights. You know what's really weird? And we can take all this back. What was the most I mean, we can go back probably to the second sports authority. What was the most powerful league ever? The NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL was printing money. Everybody wanted to be the NFL. All this within 3 years.
Yeah.
It's gone down the shithole.
Yes.
All right. So now let's do this. Let's say that there is no more knees. Okay. We'll just wipe that all out. And everybody can beat the shit out of each other on this one. No more knees. What happens when the NFL still shows ratings are down?
Yeah.
People aren't coming in. You know, I mean, this is a Trojan horse big time, this knee business. You know, and I don't mean to minimize it. I try not to. Because
let's not
really
even talk about concussions.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. See, again, it's another Trump thing. Look over here, look over here. This is the problem. Look over here, look over here. Look at the shiny object, friends. Yeah, I mean, concussions was coming up way fast.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a movie out with it. They had all kinds of this stuff coming out from the doctors that they've done stuff. I mean, look at the helmets now are different. And that was, and look at the lawsuits that were coming through. Then all of a sudden, it's the troops. You know, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, this is really going to be fun. I mean, how did you make, I mean, where's Pete Rozelle? Can't you clone him somehow? Can't you bring him back from the dead? I mean, that man knew how to run a league.
Yeah.
You know? And then if you've got Trump guy in there, who wants, he's just king chaos anyways. You know? I mean, enjoy your USFL time there, my man. You know? Idiot.
Yep. But, you know, since we were talking about NFL, we can talk about the coach now that, number 11. Oh, my God, what a cack. So what'd you find out about this guy, Mark?
Look at how much money he made. You know, Paulie and I, the fifth Beatle here, we're talking about that today. How much money did he throw away for a substandard-looking hooker, an exotic dancer? You know, I laughed because they said, well, she's a model. And then you look at her, she's got a tattoo right over her boobs, you know, like many, many high-priced models have, you know. And she's from Las Vegas.
And it says, I have class, right?
K-L-A-Z. You know? This guy is doing three lines of blow. I mean, do you read
what $20
bill? With a $20 bill.
I know, cheap bitch. Guy's making, if you're making a stand with coke, not like anybody here on the authorities ever done cocaine, but you do it with a $100 bill if you want to make a statement.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're going to do it the right way.
You're making $2.3 million or $2.55? I forgot how much he made.
Whatever, a lot.
For a line coach. Just a line coach. Oh, should I say a line coach?
He knows a lot of...
He
knows a lot about lines.
Yeah.
Do you know how much your body
does
has...
Does he know about roots? Oh! That's next.
I don't...
That's the next cack.
There you go.
That's the next cack. We'll get to him.
Wasn't he married, though? Or is married or something like that? Because you're...
Yeah.
I mean, he said, did you read what he said? Oh, I wish I was doing this line off your muff. You know, but he didn't say the word muff. He used a derogatory term. Something about his cat.
Yeah.
You know, who does lines off a woman's muff with cocaine at $500 a line? You know, how do you line that up? How do you snort that up? How do you not get a hair stuck in your nose?
Yeah, see the more middle class people just like in Buffalo, they just drink Jack Daniels out of the
Well, it's crack, right?
I will take that 100 times over than doing cocaine off of some chick's clit, you know? Because what happens if it goes in? Now all of a sudden I lost that coke. Wait! You know, you can't just say, "Oh, look, I'll just dump it on the floor." It's already in her muff. I lost that coke. Damn! So now she's got a whole line of coke floating around in her cooch, and it's like, how is this going to help me out? You know? And she's going, great, now it's fucking numb. All right.
But we don't have to deal with that because we have high standards.
That's right.
That's right.
Wait to our new show, the Doctors, you know? When we come back next week. Yeah, I mean, but it's just like, look, that's a lot of money. And when you do a video, have you not learned by now? Any video that you send out to a stripper is going to be blackmail material for you. Dumb ass.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we're thinking about it, too. You can get a badass call girl for $1,100. I mean, top of the line, top, like, you know, whew, like the female version of me. I mean, hot, you know? $1,100, thank you very much, go away, you don't talk about nothing. This guy blew out $2.3 million minimalistically. And will not get hired back again because of line on a stripper. How good was she?
Wow.
Mark?
Wow.
Makes us want to go to the Golden Knights, don't we?
Man, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, no shit.
I should have been a line coach.
Wow.
Yeah, instead of a long guy.
Hey, real quickly, Ron Washington has been mentioned for the Tigers.
Yeah, right. It ain't happening.
They need
They can't see that, Mark. I mean, didn't he have a drug problem, too? Wasn't that a situation?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then let's
hire him. Drug problem, cheated on his wife, all kinds of shit. So.
Can you imagine? All right.
Well, allegedly.
Well.
Admittedly, actually, though.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We're getting rid of Brandon in New York, so, you know, what the hell.
Oh, we're praying. We're praying. Yeah. You know, if you think that you got sweat here, wait till you go to New York and lose. That media, those fans, don't pussycake you like this joint. They go for you. Yeah. And they'll kill you, man, because you don't got the talent. And even if you do have the talent, you have demonstrated that you can take a World Series team and plummet them into darkness.
They'll take you and they'll never find you.
I'm praying. Yeah, because Gino and Rocco will knock on your door one day. You know,
you'll be in a bottom of the river somewhere.
Holy God! Yeah, the only guy that will be able to find you is up here. He comes. Stan. Yeah, Stan's trying to wade through the New York River right now. Because that's where your body's going to be floating. It's going to be sad time, man. I pray that he gets that job. I don't know what you can give as your job resume if you're a CAC master. Yes, well, I lost 3 years in Detroit, 4 years. You know, I never was good and never looked like I could progress. Hire me.
And he had a team at the beginning that could have won.
Yeah. Well, he's certainly one of our CAC Hall of Fame members.
I'm telling you. But, hey, did you see that Crinkley? He's kicking ass and taking names. He gets to go to the post.
Yep.
Way to go, boys.
Yep. Houston took care of Boston, and good old Boston fell apart again.
Yep.
Yeah, really. And look at that record, too. But now let's take a look at New York, see what, you know, those guys are going to do. Because Cleveland should have wiped them up already. Yeah. But, man, I'm telling you, did you see that catch that Judge made over the fence and came back?
Yeah.
Wow, that was, I mean, you're not hitting worth a damn right now, but boy, oh boy, that was worth it, you know?
Yep.
Good luck to you guys. Hope it's a Cleveland-Chicago World Series. That would be badass, you know?
Chicago and Washington game today was rained out.
Washington, another team that, you know, makes it to the playoffs. I mean, they're the new Atlanta Braves, you know? They kick ass all season long, make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know? And chokes, but what doesn't choke is our super CPA, Ken Pocket. What did we not talk about in 1 minute?
Well, we didn't talk about a lot of different crap. Oh, my God. But I got to talk about Cam Newton, okay? He comes to town, and he's Mr. King Shit, okay? Great quarterback. And he gets into this interview with this woman reporter. She asked him a pretty good question about one of the receivers running routes, and he makes some jackass comment. He's laughing. It's strange hearing a woman ask him a question about routes, okay? Afterwards, she approached him after the interview. She said it was even worse after that. It's like, come on, Cam. Have you never been interviewed by a woman reporter that knows something about football? It's 2017. Don't be an ass. Please, Cam. Thank you.
That's my story. I'm Ken. All right. What didn't we talk about in 1 minute, old... Oh, I should give you a referee.
No. No,
I got my finger on the button if you're going to go there.
I'm not going to the Maple Leafs.
He just did.
No. I'm trying to squeeze it in.
No.
He just did.
No, I just wanted to bring up that the first hockey player, JT Brown, decided to do a...
What team is he from?
Tampa Bay Lightning. Decided to do a protest during the national anthem. He put his fist up. And... just thought I'd throw a little 2 cents worth from me. You know, I just thought that, you know, I didn't think that it would be this quick that somebody from the NHL would decide to do that. But, you know, I just...
Quick in and it died.
Yeah.
Nowhere near the NFL.
And the thing about it is, you know, this is coming from a hockey player that... had all of 6 points last year, and it's like, you know,
any pub is good pub.
You know,
and talking about pub, but we got a pub ourselves, so we can go to the pub. So for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and the Commissioner, Dr. Mark Milicek, With myself, John Sever, we will see you next Tuesday here on the Sports Authorities. We're better than experts. We're authorities.
Authorities.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.